Every week, we ask you to sign a fellowship register. It only takes you, I don't know, what, 10, maybe 30 seconds. But I know that some of you may find it tiresome or boring to do that week after week after week after week. Let me tell you why we put you faithful church members through such a torturous task each Sunday. We do have volunteers who track attendance week by week, but the reality is that filling out the fellowship register is not primarily about you. We ask you to do it so that visitors to our worship service will be more likely to sign the register too. And when visitors provide us with a phone number or address or email, we're able to reach out to them and see if our church might be of help to them. That's why we spend money having these pads printed up. That's why we take time each Sunday to pass these things around and fill them out. Now, I don't see all the fellowship register sheets, but our volunteers do pass along to me any sheets that have information that I might need. Over time, I've noticed that some people add a little drawing when they write the form. So about a year and a half ago, I asked the volunteers, do me a favor and give me any sheets that have some sort of doodle or picture on them. I decided to put them in a file, even though I had no idea what I was going to do with them. Actually, such incidental artwork isn't limited to the sheets of the fellowship register. When Crystal, our office administrator, who, by the way, while she's on medical leave, she is doing very well, when Crystal gets rid of leftover bulletins from the previous Sunday, sometimes she comes across artwork drawn in the bulletin's margin or maybe on the front or the back cover. Sometimes we find artwork on prayer request slips. I've even found artwork on these little adhesive name tags from time to time. And though most of it consists of sketches, sometimes the drawings are sophisticated and intricate. And you can see some of those on display in the lobby on your way out. But this morning's bulletin cover presents a large sampling of the fellowship register artwork of the last, year and a half or so. And you'll notice that many of the images include parts of a grid simply because that's the canvas, if you will, that the artists have to work on. So, what do they mean? Are those drawings messages to other people in the pews? Messages to me? I mean, when someone draws a Christmas tree, is she or he really saying, no, I need to remember to put up my Christmas tree? Do the drawings of squash and corn and turkeys and pumpkins constitute a shopping list for Thanksgiving? Does a drawing of a football and goalposts mean that someone has tickets for that day's Browns game and they hope the worship service doesn't go into overtime? And what to make of the drawings of cats and dogs? Are they simply from pet lovers, or do they indicate who the artist would rather be with at that moment? And I see, as you see in the front cover, I see lots of hearts and smiling faces and stars, which, by the way, would constitute the limits of my drawing ability. And actually, although they are some of the simplest drawings, it's the hearts and smiling faces and stars that speak to me most clearly. Because I think that those simple figures are announcing this. Joy. Joy that's not just a fleeting feeling, but joy that is an enduring trait, a lasting way of being. When you are filled with joy, When mere words are insufficient to express your delight, what do you do? Well, sometimes we express joy through dance. If you've studied your Old Testament, or if you've ever seen the movie Footloose, you know that Psalm 149, verse 3 proclaims, "Praise the Lord, sing a new song to the Lord, praise Him with the assembly of His faithful people, praise His name with dancing." You probably know that 2 Samuel states that King David danced before the Lord with all his strength, all his might. That's how filled David was with joy, excitement, enthusiasm, gratitude. We see that kind of joy, that enthusiastic expression of joy in children all the time. You watch as they jump around and run around, childlike dance, when they are so excited, so happy. At this church over the years, we've been blessed to welcome the 6 ministry team from our friends down at John Knox Presbyterian Church. The youth in that group and the choreographer, they find songs with inspiring, meaningful, prayerful texts, and then they put that music in motion through movement, simple but powerful form of dance. Joy expressed through dance. That's sometimes how we express our joy. Sometimes we express joy through even a simple prayer of thankfulness, gratitude. And sometimes we express joy by singing. Hans Christian Andersen said, "When words fail, music speaks." We hear examples of that when Glenn sits down at the organ console with a piano keyboard. We hear that when we hear our vacation Bible school children sing the songs that they've learned with enthusiasm, often with clapping or stomping or motions. Or when our choirs ring or sing for us, or when we join our voices together in songs and hymns. Yes, sometimes we express joy through music. The Bible's book of Psalms is an ancient hymn, minus the musical notation. The Psalms are the hymn lyrics. We don't know how the hymn tunes went, probably because each generation learned the tunes by ear rather than seeing them written down. And in that collection of 150 psalms, some psalms recount the history of the Jewish people. Some psalms express profound sadness or even anger at life's injustice. Some psalms plead for God's intervention in life's difficulties. Some psalms honor the king, which would be Israel's king, or God as ruler of all. And there are many psalms that try to put into words and music. Many psalms that try to put into words the pure, instinctive, overwhelming, indescribable, bubbling up so full that I'm ready to burst joy that can fill our lives occasionally or frequently or much of the time. And then I believe that some people express their joy by putting pen to paper, or brush to canvas, or chisel to stone to create art. As I said at the beginning of the service, after the service, you are encouraged to make your way to the preschool wing. There you will see all manner of art created by 3 and 4 and 5 year old geniuses. Now they weren't laboring under a production quota or to satisfy the demands of wealthy patrons like some artists throughout history. The children were expressing the joy of making new shapes with materials The joy of getting their fingers messy with glue and glitter and paint. The joy of fashioning dolphins and dinosaurs and boats and butterflies out of cotton swabs and drinking cups and paper plates and construction paper. The joy of using crayons and markers to add the details they thought necessary to complete their project. And who knows, in later years our children may express their joy through the artistic media of metalwork, textiles, video, and of course, right here in this room, some people express their joy through divine doodling. And what about the rest of us? How might we express the joy that we feel because we know God? The joy we feel because we live our life within God's love, within God's forgiveness and patience and support. How might we express the joy we feel because Jesus leads us to do unto others as we would have them do unto us? How do we express the joy we feel because Jesus reminds us to serve the least of these, our brothers and sisters? How might we express our joy? Well, I suggest that we do it by living our church's simple, concise mission statement, which appears at the bottom of the back page of your bulletin. You know those six words: praising God, teaching faith, serving others. We express joy by praising God through the joy of our friendship and fellowship, through our appreciation of the beauty of this place of worship, through the prayers and the songs that stimulate our minds and move our hearts, through the peace and the comfort and the safety and the encouragement we derive from this sacred hour in this sacred space. We express joy by teaching faith. By your joyful gifts of money, week by week, you make possible the youth fellowship groups that inspired you when they led our worship last Sunday. Your joyful gifts help make possible the confirmation program you'll see the fruits of next Sunday. Your joyful gifts of money and time make possible our Sunday school program throughout the year. And you teach faith by being models of respect and encouragement for our children who worship with us as part of the service each Sunday. You teach faith by being models of respect and gratitude and godly devotion, being models in your families, in your workplaces, other groups that you're part of. So praising God, teaching faith are ways we express our joy in knowing God, and we express joy by serving others. Now maybe you serve through charitable work you undertake in your community, or through your workplace, or maybe through your alma mater. We certainly offer opportunities here, whether it's through your donations to the food pantry, or pitching in for our trash and treasure sale, or helping to cook and serve at our community meal next month, or doing the same thing during our all June long month of partnership with North Church. Or maybe you serve others by serving as leaders of our church, and in a few minutes you're going to have a chance to show your appreciation by electing some people to serve as new leaders for our church in the years ahead. And as our vitality and renewal team is learning from you, we may be on the brink of discovering other opportunities for serving others, opportunities we haven't even imagined yet. So yes, we express our joy by serving others. Though we may be tempted to sometimes merely trudge through our days thinking only of the tasks immediately before us, gathering for worship encourages us to look up, to lift our eyes heavenward, to remember the goodness and generosity of God. When we remember that God is always with us, no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're feeling, it's awfully hard not to discover even a small kernel of joy within us, longing to be expressed. As one writer has said, whatever life gives to you, you can respond with joy. Joy is the happiness. It does not depend on what happens. Joy is the grateful response to the opportunity that life offers you at this moment. So recognize and embrace and express the joy that's within you. For as we heard from Romans chapter 15, verse 13, may God, the source of hope, fill you with all joy and peace by means of your faith in God, so that your hope will continue to grow by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.